And welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Ted McIntyre. The show is being recorded in late February 2022. The global parts per million are 418.6 ppm of CO2, and there are about 2,870 days left until the year 2030. The clock is ticking. Recently, we were pleased to be joined by somebody who has one of the jobs that we talk about a lot, a green energy job in the new economy transitioning to green energies. It's a big picture. And the reason we had the gentleman on, and I'll introduce him in a second, is to talk about home energy audits that you have already paid for here in Massachusetts that you can have to get a customized look at how your home could be more energy efficient. And that home assessment unlocks financial benefits you can get in order to upgrade your home. So it's a wonderful, wonderful program. It's part of the general state policy to reduce our carbon dioxide emissions by 50% by 2030. So it all fits in. It's all aligned in the right direction. Anyway, we are pleased to be joined again by Joe Wenzel, who is a field marketing specialist with a company called Homeworks Energy, which does these home energy assessments, and was our guest recently. We talked our way through what a home energy assessment was like when you actually physically had someone in your house. So I will put up the link to that show. Joe, it's also true that you could have a virtual assessment. Virtual is a sort of a COVID level word, right? Now that we're all comfortable on Zoom, does the home energy assessment in a virtual format proceed?
Almost just like this podcast, Ted. So for our viewers, Ted and I are not in a coffee shop. We're not together in the studio. We're over a Zoom call, and we have each other's faces. So I can see his lovely paintings, which are lovely entertainment, and he can see my somewhat messy room. So it's just like you said, like these Zoom, Skype, Microsoft Teams video calls. You can take them on a smartphone or your laptop, as long as it's portable. And mind you, you do need to be in the home, but you'll still be connected with a qualified energy assessor. And they have a slightly different skill set because they're going to get an idea of what your home might need remotely. And that's somewhat difficult. Now, their main tool, their number one tool, actually comes before this Zoom connection or this video connection. They'll be looking at the records of the home. When was it built? When were the last building permits? What sort of materials were used at that time when the home was built or when the home was renovated? What's the square footage? There's lots and lots of information you can actually find in public records and in various building codes around the state to actually get an idea of, you know, what that house is like without even being there. I'm sure these virtual assessors even have an idea, you know, what's the smell, what's the vibe of the home that they can get.
No, yeah, that's a fascinating point because, I mean, if you're looking at homes, you know, you're looking at a triple decker in Roslindale, right? You know when it was built, probably 60, 70 years ago, with the building codes that are appropriate. So you can know that in advance and have a sense of, and of course, every house is different, but that's an interesting point that there's that much information available that you could do this stuff virtually.
Yes, it's a huge aid. And then they're going to supplement it with a visual aid. So like I hinted at this, you'll be moving around a little bit for this assessment. You'll grab that cell phone and the assessor is going to guide you through a lot of the steps that they do in that in-person assessment we talked about in the last episode. They're going to look at things like insulation in the attic. They might be able to give you an opinion on your heating system and what's the timeline in terms of how much longer it'll last. Mm-hmm. They'll be able to check out things like appliances and give you an opinion on if they're configured in a good way and in an efficient way. These virtuals are extremely well fitted for renters. So a lot of the discourse around MassSave focuses on homeowners. However, anyone who pays a bill with National Grid, Eversource, Cape Cod Light, and a few other big companies actually still pays into MassSave. So you're still qualified to get the benefits of the program, even if you don't own your own house.
That's an incredibly important point that that we did not mention in our previous discussion about the home assessment. But you're right, a renter. So does the renter need to get the landlord's permission, or is
they do not
renter?
So to execute the assessment, either in person or virtual for the renter, actually, they do not need the landlord's permission. Now, if the landlord is truly against this sort of concept, perhaps you want to let them know, right. What's going on. And that's going to really change person to person. Some people are in apartments that you rent from a property management company. You don't even know who owns it. Right. So in those cases, it's actually usually fine for you to set up one of these virtual calls. We're going to check out these very simple items: power strip, thermostat, shower heads. And the renters who pay the bill are still qualified to get those no-cost upgrades that are going to reduce your bills.
That's and probably a renter is. So I just have this image for the virtual assessment of walking around with your cell phone with the camera reversed so that you're showing the Zoom call, the assessor at your end. Here's what the furnace looks like. Now we're going to open the attic. Here's the insulation in the attic. And that person can see it on the camera, right? Which is a really quite powerful, right? And it seems especially useful for someone who is a renter who isn't necessarily going to be able to get down to the basement or, changing the heating system in a rental unit is not very likely. But if your appliances are bad or you've got infiltration around the window, you can find ways to weatherize the apartment.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. And you're still also eligible to do things like insulation work and to get the heating and cooling rebates. However, for those bigger ticket items, if we want to insulate a wall in a rental unit, for that, then you're going to speak with the landlord, whoever owns the house.
You can get
something as simple as an e-signature. So the landlord might live in Florida, and you can send him one email and let him know MassSave will cover 100% of this project because the rebates are actually higher for rental units. The incentives try to really encourage for rental units to do this because they know it's a little more complicated. But the landlord can give an e-signature and say, great, that's going to add some value to my house. It's going to be more efficient and it's going to cut down my renter's bills. It's just a nice thing to do. So the landlord will sign off electronically, and then Homeworks or any MassSave company can do the insulation work in your house.
I think it's again, it's worth repeating how, to the point you made initially, that many of these programs are centered around homeowners, right? There's this sort of default human being who owns a home, right? But there's many people who don't or cannot or do not own a home, but they also deserve these benefits. And it's important to point out that renters can also take advantage of these state systems. And that's part of the issue is recognizing the carbon dioxide that comes from a renter's house is the same as the carbon dioxide that comes from a homeowner, right? And we need to come to terms with all of it, right? And that this is a good way to do that. Excellent. All right. So you're walking around the house with you've got your iPhone up showing the attic, showing the furnace, all that kind of stuff. And then at the end of the day, essentially go through the same checklist as we discussed in the previous call, which was furnace, appliances, insulation, right? And then you could probably show the assessor what sort of thermostat you have, right? And get a free thermostat if you have one of the old clunky 1950s vintage things. Then interesting. So people Absolutely. Have a choice to do that either way, right? They can choose between a virtual audit and a in-person audit at the time that they make the phone call or get themselves into the system, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Even a homeowner can do this virtual audit. So it's a great for a homeowner whose house is only 6 years old, mm-hmm. where most likely is that you're not, it is going to be insulated well, but perhaps you needed a couple power strips because you started working from home and you needed a little boost in your electric capacity. So virtual is good for those folks who don't think they need quite as big of a helping hand to the MassSafe program.
Interesting. Okay. So there you go. We've got two paths in. There's a virtual audit. And in a preview, well, I'll put the link to the show we did before about the in-person audit. MassSave program is a good deal. And if you're lucky, you get to meet Joe Wenzel in the process, and he will he'll guide you through all of this. Joe, tell me, I was just saying before how this is the job you hold as with one of the companies doing these MassSave home assessments is in the kind of job that we hope to have more and more of people working on the great transition, the green energy transition. Tell me, you ended up with this job, but everything is self-selecting, I think, right? You ended up in this job because you think a certain way, you find something of interest. How did you come to make the choice that this was the job for you?
So I was just graduated from UMass Amherst about 10 months ago at this point. And I was looking for something that had a element where I could exercise a human connection, where I could work with other people to solve real complex problems. And I think through my college experience, I was on a rowing team, and being part of this team community, you develop this common goal with a group of very distinct people from divergent backgrounds, and you all want to do the same thing. You want to make this boat go very fast. Extremely arbitrary goal, but the way rowers commit themselves to it, you might think it's at the end of the world if you don't go sub six for 2,000 meter. And I found that just so rewarding. So I was looking at roles that had that human element. And I was also interested in doing a job where I felt like I was having a positive impact. My first description might just lend itself towards any sort of salesy role. But I was looking for something where I can find people who have a problem and I can connect them with the solution that corrects that problem or mitigates that problem in an effective way. And I had been aware of the climate issue for a long, long time I even from middle school, that was something that was discussed among my circles as something that's an impending problem. It goes to show just how enduring this problem is. And I'm sure we're going to be talking about it decades from now, which is extremely unfortunate, but at least we can try. Here. So I'm doing I do this job that helps mitigate the issue, this negative externality of climate change. Uh-huh. And I love the MassSave program because in economics, a negative externality is this result of a transaction that is not, it's a negative result that's not absorbed and it doesn't impact either the buyer or the seller. So when a homeowner uses gas to heat their home, they will pay some amount of money to pay for that gas, and the gas company will love that they could just send a little bit of gas to their home. It makes it a little bit warmer. But who suffers is our planet and really everybody. And in economics, we call that a negative externality. Now, the MassSave program, the solution to these negative externalities is something akin to the MassSave program. It's these government subsidies that dissuade those transactions. Oftentimes, that's used in a tax. But that's a little bit of a ham-fisted method to do so. The MassSave program is so much more elegant, where people who pay the utility bills do pay that extra $1 to $3. But that money is then therefore used to decrease the necessity for energy use, for mm-hmm. things like gas, for oil, and things like that. So I think that's what really attracted me to this position, is that A, I get to speak to people every day about this program, which is B, extremely well set up, I think. And you mentioned, you know, there are incentives that could be tweaked, but it's doing an extremely good job of reducing residential climate impact. And see, yep, I just simply get to realize that I am making an impact in terms of reducing carbon emissions, and that's a great feeling.
That sounds like a wonderful reason. I mean, I admire you. I mean, my personality is not one that I like to go talk to people all day long, right? So good on you for liking to do that. God bless you. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful path. And I'm glad that I hope that this so other people out there listening, you know, what's going to happen over the next few years is that there's going to be more and more of this effort to, I mean, we have to do 1 million homes. So, Joe, the very job you're in, I mean, we need to get to 1 million homes over the next 10 years. There's a lot of people that are needed to do that. And so it's great to hear your description of the job. And I'm sure that someone listening is probably saying, yeah, that's the kind of thing I'd like to do too. And so that's a good thing.
Absolutely. I'll add, there's many, many more jobs related to this program. So I mentioned in the last episode and this episode, there are the energy specialists, virtual or in person. That's a job where you'll have much more technical knowledge about home heating. You'll have to have more background knowledge on what are the best rebates. You'll still have a personal element in that you're talking with someone about their home and you need to get an idea of what their priorities are. That's another interesting job for more technically minded folks. And then down the line, you might have HVAC installers, HVAC repair people. So people who might install a heat pump or an efficient boiler is another great, very handy, hands-on sort of work that you can get that the program will encourage. And then beyond that, there's lots and lots of administrative work.
Well, Joe, thank you very much for taking the time to come in and describe what it's like to have a green energy job and the psychological benefits of doing a good thing in something you like. What we'll do is we'll put up links at the MCAN blog. That'll be massclimateaction.org/blog. That'll be links into MassSave program, how you can get connected either a virtual or an in-person assessment, et cetera, things like that. If you have comments about the show or show ideas, please send us an email to podcast@massclimateaction.net. Let us know what we ought to be talking about. You're probably listening to us on your smartphone using one of the modern podcast distribution apps. Please ask all of your friends to listen to us on their favorite modern podcast distribution app. Let that be your climate action for the week. I want to thank our good friend D.R. Tucker for his continuing research support. I want to close where we always close, by saying that we recognize the necessity of personal accountability, that we accept responsibility for building a durable future, that we believe it's our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out. Because of that, we have to insist that the United States transform its energy sector over the next decade under a just and equitable plan that uses regulation, investment, and a price on carbon that respects environmental justice communities. So, Joe, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
So good to meet you there, Ted, and thanks for the work you do.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.
Very cool.